The 9th Annual Downtown Kids Palooza is happening today until 5 p.m. Downtown Kids Palooza is an all-day family event organized by the El Paso Symphony Orchestra with the support of their family fund partners. Downtown area arts organizations join forces to present a day of fun for families throughout the downtown area. Here to give us the full scoop is Rosemary Flores from the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi.
I'm
so happy to be here.
It was just a few days ago we were talking about Kids Palooza last year.
I know, that's right.
Time flies.
This is our 9th annual. Can you believe it?
That's incredible,
it
Rosemary.
It is. Next year we'll celebrate 10 years.
Oh, hopefully. My goodness. So, well, let's not talk about 10.
I know.
What are we doing for 10?
Right.
But we're in the thick of 9. Tell us what's going on today and what families
expect. There's so much going on downtown. I hope everybody comes down. There's something for everybody. The El Paso Symphony is having two performances, one at 12 and one at 2 of the Animated Orchestra. And it features a ferret, Ari, and he goes on a musical adventure, and he takes the kids on that musical adventure. He finds himself in a music shop, and it's really a lot of fun. So I hope kids will come down and families will bring their kids to these concerts. It also includes the music of Frozen, and we have Elsa singing.
Who doesn't love
Frozen? Right. Mm-hmm. And they can meet and greet Anna and Elsa in the Plaza Theater lobby right before the concert. So tickets for that performance are just $5. It's general admission. It's a great performance. It's 30 minutes long, you know. Get you in there, enjoy a wonderful concert, and then get out and enjoy everything that's going on.
And so, it's pretty incredible. I mean,
it is.
Where do we start?
Let's start at Arts Festival Plaza.
Take us
which
there.
Sort of turns into a circus plaza. We have Odd Lab Entertainment, and they're bringing their circus-themed stilt walkers, circus variety show, balloon artists, face painting, and a flow jam dance party.
And these guys are always good because they're always in elaborate costumes and super friendly.
And they make it fun. They have that flow dance jam party, which the kids can interact and have a good time. Put on a hula hoop around the waist and just have a good time. And we have other entertainment going on in between their performances. So there'll be, you know, ballet folklorico groups. There'll be taekwondo demonstrations. But all of these events, the kids can participate.
So it's
very interactive. And then everybody can meet the new cat in town, Nature Cat from PBS.
Oh, that's right.
He's making four special appearances at Arts Festival Plaza. And so, you know, bring a camera. You can take a picture with Nature Cat and also with Anna and Elsa in the Plaza Theater lobby.
So then just come down.
Then they can walk over, get something to eat, take a break on Main Street. We have food vendors, you know, replenish your energy because there's a lot more going on. And then head over to Cleveland Square Park where we have the kiddie rides on Franklin Street and we have a stage there with other performances that are going on all day. A lot of stuff for kids to do there. And the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestra is having an instrument petting zoo where kids can check out instruments. You know, you never know. They might enjoy picking up a violin and decide they want to be a violinist or picking up a trumpet.
I've always wanted to play with the big drums.
Right?
Those look like fun.
They are. But you have to remember that you have to carry them around with you
when
you go from gig to gig. You may want to try the flute. If it's in your purse, it's easy to carry. But they can try out anything, you know, and just get the bug. And then there's things going on at the Museum of Art, in the library. The downtown library is having a Disney Film Fest. Two shows. They're free. And if kids are encouraged to come dressed in costume and they automatically enter into a drawing to win a prize.
Oh, how fun.
So that'll be a lot of fun. Those are at 12 and at 3 o'clock. And there's a lot of fun things going on at the library, too. The Youth Opera of El Paso is having, like, a cappella lessons.
Oh, my gosh. So you can pick up a symphonic instrument, and then you can also learn how to sing.
Learn and sing. As they say, get pitch perfect. They're bringing in performers from the Regent Park School of Music from Toronto.
How fun.
Isn't that cool?
What a great opportunity.
Yeah.
That is the coolest. So do you think if an adult decided to dabble?
Sure. Why not? Sure. you know.
We just had the opera in here last week.
You just
so
have
kind
to
of
be
inspired.
A kid. Yeah, that's right. You just have to be a kid at heart to enjoy all the stuff that's going on. And the Latinitas will be there too, doing make and take arts and crafts. And so there's a lot going on at the library. And then the Museum of History right next to the library is also having a fun digital scavenger hunt and crafts.
Oh, how fun. So you can play with Digi the Wall.
Right, Digi the Wall, and then go on a digital scavenger hunt. Well, that sounds like fun.
That does sound like fun and really gets people involved with the wall, too.
And they can, you know, they can go and see all the exhibits that are going on in there. Mm-hmm. And the Museum of Art is having activities there, too. And those activities are happening to 4 p.m.
Oh, perfect. So pretty much for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So as you can see, there's just a lot everywhere. Everywhere, you know, in the downtown area. And that includes the Railroad Museum and Transportation, which a lot of people don't know about. It's on the corner of San Antonio and Durango. It's 400 West San Antonio Street.
Right by the parking garage.
Right by Union Plaza Transit.
Okay.
And they're having activities there, too, all day as part of Kidspalooza. And Olo Gallery is involved in the whole thing, too. And, you know, they can do make and take projects and watch, you know, see all that beautiful art that's created by those really talented kids. Oh, my goodness. They put me to shame.
And so you have that today, and then you also have your side-by-side concert going on tomorrow?
Yes, Sunday at 3 o'clock, and that is one extraordinary concert. It features about 400 musicians on stage, and it's the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestras, and our newest group, which are the Tocando Kids from Hart Elementary and Mission Ridge.
Oh, those are my favorite. Yeah. Those are the best stories.
Those kids get to play side by side with the Youth Symphony Kids, and then the Youth Symphony Kids play side by side with the El Paso Symphony. And they get to learn from somebody who's just, you know, a little more advanced than they are, you know, and then play with the professionals and see what it's like to be on that stage with the big guys.
Well, they always say, you know, if it's a sport or if it's, you know, mm-hmm. or it's arts, you should always play with somebody that's better than
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
So this has got to be quite the experience.
It is extraordinary. It brings tears to your eyes when you see it because those little kids are so sweet. Like you're talking about the Tocando Kids.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. You know, they're learning. That's a free music program that the symphony provides. And it's free instruction after school every day of the week, Monday through Thursday, during the school year. And those kids are just, they're just fabulous. You see the transformation in them, and it's just wonderful. And the Youth Symphony with Andy Moran, our director and conductor of the Youth Symphony, is just fabulous with those kids. So he does such a wonderful job, and it's just, I don't know, you know, it's a very inspirational concert.
I mean, really, that's where you see what
you
it
do.
All means, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
everything that we
for?
Do, yeah, you see it in that particular concert. And there's a lot of talent in our city.
And that's going to be tomorrow at the Plaza Theater at 3 o'clock?
At 3 o'clock. And folks can get their tickets, you know, downtown at the Plaza Theater box office. They can, of course, go on our website at epso.org and get them ahead of time. But we're at the box office an hour before the performance, and they can buy tickets and come in.
Great. Well, congratulations on 9 years of Kidspalooza.
Thank you. But, you know, so cool. We couldn't do it without all our partners downtown.
Well, you know, it seems like there's something for everybody, little or not.
Right.
And there's a lot of action. So, I mean, really, it's just another great thing in the community for kids to do. And
exactly.
Amazing.
And enjoy downtown and see what downtown has to offer and what all the arts groups downtown have to offer.
And really turn them on to the arts and the symphony and everything else.
And about 80% of the events or 90% of the events are free of charge. And those that charge are minimal. It's $5 or less.
And
you
plan
know.
For food and any extras.
Exactly.
But really, you can just go down there and partake.
Yeah. And we do have to mention that Santa Fe is under construction.
Yes.
But you do have access to the parking garage at the convention center to park there or park over at Mills Plaza Parking. And parking downtown on Saturdays is free at the meters, you know, meter parking. So there's a lot of places to park and, you know, just be patient and you'll get through. It's not difficult. I make that.
Do it every day.
Yeah, every day. And so, you know, you can make your way downtown. It's not a problem.
It's not a problem. So
exactly.
We are all invited to Kidspalooza today.
Please.
And the side-by-side concert that happens tomorrow. Today, my guest has been Rosemary Flores from the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. Thank you so much for coming
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.